look, being released is just kind of part of the business, especially when Carolina made the decision to sign Teddy Bridgewater. I think that was the biggest shock factor was, you know, the beginning of free agency. Next thing you know, Teddy Bridgewater signed in Carolina. But that's just, if anybody thought that Teddy Bridgewater would have a starting job in the NFC South, it would have been Tampa Bay. Lo and behold, it's here in Carolina. I think that was the biggest shock factor. And it just comes so crazy because if you look at Carolina's social media and all the things that they've been pushing, and they've done a great job of that. It's great content, but it's been all talking about Cam Newton, him being the next quarterback for them next year, Matt Rhule looking forward to working with these guys, all the great things that they're saying about him. And then on a Tuesday morning out of nowhere, it just shocks the whole Charlotte area. And it's not like you're just releasing a normal guy. When they released Eric Reed after signing to a long-term deal, a 3 or 4 year deal last year, that didn't shock anybody. Releasing a guy like Cam Newton, has been the face of this organization. You took him number one overall 9 years ago. It's just a really big thing because of all the things that he's meant to this city, this county, this state, South Carolina as well. And everybody was just so used to Cam Newton taking snaps here. And now you look up, they're done. And, you know, Thomas Davis is not here. Luke Kuechly's not here. Greg Olsen's not here. Cam Newton's not here. So all the faces that they've been so used to loving on and used to seeing is all gone now, and it's all happened very fast. And you know, the only thing that's different is, you know, David Tepper's coming, he's made his whole way, and that's just part of the business.
Roman, you mentioned it, right, part of the business getting released. Also part of the business is showing other teams that you're healthy. Cam can't do that, considering everything that's going on, this limit on physicals. How much do you think this is going to hurt him in terms of finding a job? Not so much how good he is, but just showing teams that he's healthy and able to play.
I definitely think it's going to be a problem. I mean, you can't go anywhere. You can't travel anywhere. But I think that's the issue that everybody's having to deal with. So, but it's an even and level playing field. You just look up. But I think the biggest thing is not so much about health concerns, but it's more about just availability and, like, quarterbacks needed. Like, how many teams need a quarterback or actually in search of a quarterback actively right now? And I also look at it from this standpoint of, If you're going to go a different direction, if I'm the Carolina Panthers, you're going in a different direction. If you can put Cam Newton out there and everybody knows that he's going to be on the free agency market, it's a totally different story that we're having, conversation that we're having right now. Because now other teams are prepared to have a look at Cam Newton. Now we're looking at all this film. Nobody thought Cam Newton was going to be available. That just happened, right? If it was, it was going to be like you'd have to give up a couple of draft picks and a trade. Like, we understand that they were maybe open to that. But the fact of the matter, like, he's just on the market and anybody could have a chance at him. Nobody knew that was going to happen. And then just kind of the way, you know, everybody had kind of decided on the quarterback play that they were going to go after. The Colts know that they were going to go after Phillip Rivers. Everybody knew that because of the connection between Frank Reich and Phillip Rivers being, you know, back in the day. So what other job is out there? And you look at the Chargers, they're looking in the draft. They want to go young. They're looking at the next one, right? I know they can. Cam Newton could probably end up there and then kind of be a segue, but Cam Newton's not trying to be the segue. He's trying to be the franchise quarterback. I thought Chicago Bears would be a great fit for him, going up there knowing that they are instantly ready to win right now defensively. Or they just have some – Mitch Trubisky just has not played up to the draft pick. Let's just be honest with it. And who else? New England's out there. But is Belichick and New England, are they going to be – and Cam Newton, is that going to be the right mix? I think New England's willing to do whatever it takes to win. And I don't know if they can trade up high enough to go get Tua Tagovailoa either. So those are the two plays that I'm looking at right now. And, you know, Miami needs a quarterback, but they're all in on Tua, I believe.
Yep. I think the only match from a franchise quarterback standpoint where they'd commit to him for 2, 3, 4 years is Jacksonville, but I'm not sure that that's a mix with Doug Marrone.
I had Doug in New Orleans for a long time. He was the O-line coach. Look, I love Doug Marrone. He's a great coach. He did great things at Syracuse, going back to his alum. And then now in the league, he's been around once, twice. So I really like him as a coach. But you're right. I just don't know if that mixes. I mean, Jalen Ramsey was already out of there because of the personality breakup and all these other things. It's just amazing to see how many teams nowadays in the NFL, they just don't want guys speaking out. Like, they just don't want guys to kind of be themselves. They want you to just be a number. I want you to come here, clock in, do the best that you can, and then go home and don't do anything, right? So it's just really hard to kind of fathom. You know, Cam was in such a special place here in Carolina because they allowed him to be who he was. They allowed him to kind of dress and go and be his whole personality. because the guy really is a superstar. He's larger than life. He's a really big human being, which most people will not understand that until you actually see this guy. He's every bit of 6'6", almost 6'7". He's a really large person. So that comes saying a lot because he has a large personality as well. He loves to keep the things, everything light. He's an amazing teammate. I loved him as a teammate, candidly. And that's because he was always himself. And I had a completely different opinion about him when I was in New Orleans. I thought he was a me guy, a selfish guy. And once I got into the same locker room with him, it couldn't have been anything but differently than that, my first opinion. And I'm always the first one to make sure I tell people that, because everybody thinks they know Cam, but they really, really have no idea. And he doesn't let a lot of people in.